Thank you, Chairman. Well, I'm Motohiko Tsugawa from the Frontier Research System for Global Change. Well, I'm now working with those people to constructing a global ocean model. Well, actually, I and my colleagues working and want to make a global ocean model for the Earth simulator. Well, there is several projects exist for the Earth simulator in Japan, but well, our target is to make a climate simulation with LED resolving resolution about 0.1 degree or something like that. And there are already ocean models for Earth simulator exist. And one of this is the OFACE OGCM for Earth simulator. This is developed in the Earth simulator center, and this model is based on the modular ocean model, GFDL's modular ocean model, MOM3. And this model is based on MOM, but tuned for the Earth simulator. I mean, tuned vectorization and communication routines are very brush up, so it's got very high performance. But because MOM3 is not made for the Earth simulator, there is some disadvantage. One of the such disadvantage is that data structure. Well, MOM3 can do domain decomposition only one-dimensional way. So, there is, by using 0.1 grid model, there is only 1,800 PE can be used. Well, Earth simulator has the 5,000 PE, so it is very serious drawback in this case. So, we are now trying to construct another ocean model called UMI. UMI is a very fancy name because UMI means UMI in Japanese means ocean, and my boss gave a name this name to the ocean model. But he now thinking I think this is a revelation for something, but and I asked him that it's very fancy name, and what is this is abbreviation of what, and he now thinking, and so if he think nice solution, I will talk UMI from now on, but next time I think different name with same model, I think. Okay. The UMI details is like that. As you see, it is very traditional approach employed. Well, because we are a newly established institute, and the model developing activities, the first stage, so that we want to catch up with the other institute, so that we take a traditional approach like that. This is traditional Cox code for use to the climate simulation and like that. Also longitudinal latitude grid is employed now, and it is serious drawbacks for the long time simulation, because ocean simulation to apply climate calculation, it should be about 10,000 or more calculation is needed, and to use research activity, such long term calculation is done within a month or something like that is required, and so we have to calculate one day for 6 seconds or something like that. It is very serious. And so by making, by using longitudinal latitude grid, as you know, very serious CFL condition is condition limits the time scale. So we have to use another type of grids in this in this stage. So OGCM, I don't know how many people are familiar with OGCM, and OGCM with such a long time calculation, we have some requirement. Conservation is required. Mass tracer conservation is required, and energy entropy is desirable. But by using the eddy resolving and Bartolinic eddy is the most important media to transport temperature or salt or something like that, so that we have to resolve the Bartolinic eddy. And but Bartolinic eddy size is only a few times larger than the such a fine grid system. So it has to be some scheme have to employ to simulate Bartolinic eddy very well, and uniform is desirable. And we cannot use Poisson solver because there is no efficient Poisson solver for the OGCM. It's not exist now. This is my talk today, outline of my talk today. First, I employ a quasi homogeneous cubic grid as the dynamical core of the OGCM. And I show equations on the cubic grid and finite difference operators. I do this next, and some results of shallow water test cases are shown, and I summarize last. And first I have to say, the title is on the OGCM, but there is no OGCM results are shown. Okay, cubic grid. As many people know, cubic grid, and there is some kind of cubic grid exists. And Pass and Ranch in 1998 proposed the such kind of cubic grid. And this is very uniform one. And this type of uniform grid can be get by solving minimize this integration. And the cubic grid, and this is the maximum grid size is horizontal axis, and the minimum grid size is vertical axis. And I show the this equal area. This red line is the maximum ratio, the function of the maximum ratio and minimum grid. And the ratio is written here, and the ratio is only about 0.7 or something like that. It can be said quite uniform. So we employ this cubic grid, and by calculating on the calculation, the earth is divided into six parts, and six parts each of the parts correspond to the calculation plane, and the calculation plane has a square shape and six square shape, and between the planes communicate as a boundary condition. Next, I show the equation on the cubic grid. I employ a curvilinear coordinate in for the solving the equations in the horizontal direction. Well, there is some way to represent a vector in sphere, and someone uses the longitude and someone uses the three-dimensional Cartesian coordinates. But well, curvilinear coordinate is very by using three-dimensional vector, it may be the calculation is a bit larger, and curvilinear coordinates is not. This is the this is velocity vector on the each grid, and this velocity vector is represented by the local basis vector, and the basis vector is different in the this plane, and so that the each grid has the information of the basis vector, like the it's called the metric tensor, and also have the difference information of difference between the these two the adjacent grids, and it is called the Christoffel symbol in the curvilinear coordinate system. The equation of cubic grid is shown like that, written like that. I think the people who do not familiar with the curvilinear coordinate is totally meaningless. But it is the ordinary continuity equation and momentum equation is written here. And if you don't understand this equation, please go to BSAS, and it is not so difficult. I don't talk in detail in these symbols, but I'll talk the how to get finite difference method. And this is shallow water equations on the cubic grid. Well, this is also the continuity equation in the vertical integral expansion and shallow water. And this is the momentum equation of the vector invariant form, and written like this in the curvilinear coordinate. Then, I'll define the finite differential operator after that. Well, first, this is several differential operators appears here. Well, I talk mainly the this covariant derivative. This means vector derivative on the curvilinear coordinate, and it is a bit difficult to treat the in the cubic grid system. And also, I'll talk the divergence operator in this case. Well, I forgot to say the what kind of grid system I used. Well, I employ the B grid because B grid is very very good nature to represent AD with the scale with AD of scale of the about the grid size. So I employ the B grid structure. And so I put the this is the velocity point like that, and this is the tracer point like that, and this kind of staggered grid I employed here. Okay, and metric is calculated like that. And basis vector, first I calculate basis vector here, Vx, Vi, And then by calculating by using basis vector, we define metric tensors that contains the information of this basis vector. And in the scalar cell or T cell, the component that needed is only the Jacobian, and Jacobian is defined by using the cell surface of the this rectangular region and like that. And well, first I show how to derive divergence operator. Well, the velocity vector is expressed in this calculation, and the component of the velocity vector is only here and here. And this they are expressed different base vectors. And first I calculate the flux goes through this boundary, and by doing so, we define the basis vector here, and by using this basis vector, those two vectors are represented here, and by adding these two vectors and here, we can obtain the outgoing flux through this boundary, and also as a four boundary, we can have the outgoing flux or incoming flux in this case. And after that, by dividing the surface area, we can have the divergence in this grid. This is a divergence operator. And next I show briefly how to make a stress tensor and how to make a stress force. Well, velocity component is distributed like that, and each component are expressed by the this basis vectors. First, we express this base vector, those vectors, by using this vector at the corner of the user control volume, and average this four vector here. And by using the average two average vector and two original base original velocity vector, we can have the strain tensor in this boundary. And by obtaining strain tensor at here, we can also have the stress tensor in this case. And we have the stress tensor here, so we can have the momentum flux goes through or come into this boundary. And we also expand the incoming momentum flux by expanding this base vector here. And it's quite a complicated way, you think, I guess. But by using this several weights here, this friction operator is the momentum is conserved. On the plane, in this sphere, momentum is not a conservative quantity, but momentum is conserved on the plane by using this operator. And by using this friction operator, energy is always decreasing, and it is very important to sees the well, short wavelengths or noisy phenomena. And well, and by using this, well, some this this can damp the checkerboard noise, checkerboard pattern noise. It is very severe in the big grid ocean model, but this kind of treatment can seize the checkerboard pattern. And well, accuracy of the stress tensor is about first order. And finally, by using this the singular point, there is eight singular points that exist on the plane, on the sphere, and we can treat this singular point properly. Well, I'll briefly show the some of the test case results, and well, the model configuration is I did only a 3 resolution I employed, and well, timing integration is well, I use split explicit. Well, it is no need to use split explicit in shallow water test model, I think. But well, I developed this shallow water model as a barotropic mode solver of the free 3D OGCM, so I employed here. And the first mode is inertial gravity wave, and this is solved by forward-backward explicit scheme. And the slow mode is the momentum advection term, and this is solved by deep rock scheme. Okay, and shallow water test case is, here I show the case 2 and case 5 and case 6. Well, yeah, I think you saw a number of test cases already show in this workshop. So I don't say anything about that. But in the cubic grid, there is singularity here, but there is no serious difficulty occurs at the singularity, I think. Okay. Well, this is error norm test case 2, and the norm is decreases. L1 norm is decreases as the resolution increases. And this is about second order second order convergence is and this is also L2 norm convergence, and this is also like that. And the L infinity norm is cannot decrease such rapid way. And this is about the first order convergence is achieved in this case. Well, I also plot the energy and the potential entropy. Well, in this case, I apply the viscosity so that the viscosity to proceed numerical calculation stably, so that the well, this is low resolution and higher and higher, and the decrease is almost determined by the viscous parameter, so that. And well, it's like that. Okay, well, that is a really short result. And well, current status is that I employed a cubic grid system for the dynamical core of the OGCM, and I employed a vector invariant form, and shallow water solver is developed. Well, this is this may be a barotropic mode solver in the 3D OGCM, and the future work is make 3D barotropic barclinic mode solver as fast as I can. And I, well, there is some difficulty, or I made some difficulty and dilemma here. Is there any shallow water test cases suitable for OGCM and our target? Is from my question. Well, the standard Williamson's test case is designed for the large scale phenomena, and the Rossby deformation is much larger than the grid scale, and that is well because it is for the AGCM, no boundary. And there must there may be some kind of test case have to be considered. Well, one important calculation is relatively small Rossby deformation radius. Relatively means the Rossby deformation radius is slightly larger or smaller than the grid size, I mean. And by and the other test, we want to check the effect of boundaries. And also, test for viscosity, I want to have. And torque balance is one of the important media of the ocean dynamics. And I now trying to construct a Munk's type of boundary current model now. But it may be another test case are needed, I think. And I'm now considering, and please suggest to me please give me any suggestion. Thanks. That's it.